Morning. I wanted to welcome everyone to our meeting today. We first will meet as the Audit Oversight Committee. We'll work through our agenda there. Then we will convene as the Executive Committee for MTS. We'll work through our agenda there. And then we will recess into closed session for Executive Committee members. So with that, let me call to order the meeting of the San Diego Metropolitan Transit System Audit Oversight Committee for June 10th, 2021. I'll ask the clerk to please call the roll.
Before I get started, I'd like to remind members of the public that you can use the raised hand feature to comment, and you can also use the Q&A feature to do the same. Miembros del público pueden usar la función raise hand o levantar la mano para hacer un comentario público, o lo pueden hacer usando the Q&A feature, preguntando y respuestas para hacer el comentario público. Fletcher?
Fletcher here.
Sotelo Solis. Ilo Rivera. Gaston. Here. Montgomery Stepp.
Here.
Salas.
Here.
Sankey. Here. Chair, we have a quorum.
All right, thank you. Let me ask if we have any requests for public comment for the Audit Committee.
We have one. Oh, we have no public comment.
No public comment. Okay, we've got two items. The first one is informational, and then the second is just to receive a report. The first one, agenda item four. I will turn it over for a presentation on this. Again, no action for us to take as an audit committee. Just an informational item.
Good morning. My name is Erin Dunn. I'm the controller here at MTS. I am joined virtually today with Ken Poon and Coley Delaney from the Poon Group, who are external auditors. The first agenda item is to review the engagement letter for the FY21 audit, which began in April. The letter is similar to previous years, but if there's any questions, we are happy to answer them.
All right. Any questions from anyone? All right. Seeing none, let's move to our report item, the interim audit. We will be considering officially voting to receive the report.
Thank you. The second agenda item will be presented by Ken and Coley, who will go over the interim audit as well as next steps for the FY21 audit. Ken, Coley?
Good. thank you, Erin. It's a pleasure to be here at the Audit Oversight Committee meeting. If we can go to the next slide. My name is Coley Delaney again. I'm with a partner with the Poon Group, and I have with me Ken Poon is the managing partner of the Poon Group. We're going to have a short presentation for you today. I'm going to go over scope of work, management's responsibilities, auditor's responsibilities, a brief overview of our approach to the audit, some planning and risk assessment information, and then some information about new GASBs that are coming up that are going to be implemented both this year and a major one next year. We can go to the next slide, please. So for the scope of work, we are performing audits, and we're also performing agreed upon procedures engagements. So for our audits, we're doing the MTS, what's going to be called this year now an annual comprehensive financial report versus a comprehensive annual financial report, as it was noted last year. So we kind of, GASB has switched the name of that for various reasons. We're also doing an audit of the San Diego Transit Corporation Employee Retirement Plan, and a single audit of, in accordance with uniform guidance, where we are testing expenditures of federal dollars. As far as agreed upon procedures, we are doing agreed upon procedures on the MTS federal indirect cost rate, the National Transit Database, and the Transportation Development Act. So management has certain responsibilities regarding our audits. Their responsibilities are to present the financial statements in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. Management is responsible for adopting sound accounting policies and establishing and maintaining internal controls over financial reporting and compliance. Management is responsible with providing us as the auditors evidence supporting the amounts and disclosures in the financial statements. And management is also responsible for preventing and detecting fraud. Next slide, please. As auditors, we have certain responsibilities as well. Our responsibilities are to assess risk of internal controls over financial reporting and compliance as well. Determine compliance with generally accepted accounting principles. And we are here to determine the fairness and accuracy of the financial statement presentation, issue our audit opinions on the financial statements, and issue recommendations to management if we note any. As far as our, for the next slide, please. Our approach to the audit, we do a four-phase risk-based approach to the audit. We've already gone through detailed planning, and as Aaron mentioned, we were performing our phase two, which was the risk-based review of systems and compliance back in April. And what we do during that basically is we assess control risk based on our review of significant transaction classes, identify key internal controls, verify that they are in place and operating effectively. And then we assess our control risk and audit risk over these significant transaction classes for our use in what would be phase three, which is gonna be in August, where we come out and we validate the June 30th, 2021 balances for the financial statements. After that, phase four, prepare and review the financial statements, issue our opinions. On the next slide, so as far as part of our planning and risk assessment, which would have been phases one and two of our audit, so we updated our understanding of MTS and the employee SETC pension, and we evaluated risks of material misstatements. We performed walkthroughs and testing of controls over significant transaction classes, which I have noted in an exit memo and discussed with both Aaron and Larry. So we went over things like financial reporting, revenues and cash receipts, purchasing, expenditures, expenses, cash disbursement, payroll and related liabilities, including pension census and OPEB census data, inventory, capital assets, debt, all of those are considered significant transaction classes for MTS. But we performed preliminary analytics. We identified and reviewed any high-risk transactions using artificial intelligence audit software, and we performed fraud inquiries, some of which are actually still outstanding. but as for up next is implementation of new GASB standards, which I will turn this over to my partner Ken Poon to walk you through a couple of new ones for this year and then a big one for next year.
So good morning, everyone. And again, my name is Ken Poon. And as you know, GASB never rests. And every single year, there are a couple new GASB pronouncements that is required to be implemented for the year. However, as you recall, last year in 2020, in the fiscal year 2020, GASB actually did issue GASB Statement 95 due to COVID-19, kind of providing some relief of implementing some of these new GASB pronouncement. However, this year is basically impacting there are some impact to the financial statement due to the couple of the following statement. The first one is GASB statement number 84 on fiduciary activities. So basically this statement trying to improve the guidance regarding and I like some of the fiduciary activities that your financial reporting entity is responsible. When we actually first evaluated, thought fiduciary activities is actually very, very immaterial. But in this situation, because of the implementation of GASB 68 for about like 5 years ago, there are certain plans that the agency is holding the money on behalf of the retiree. So therefore, GASB 84 would like for financial reporting purposes, bringing into the plan activities going into the annual comprehensive annual financial report. Therefore, the effect on the 2021 MTS financial statement, we are reporting the standalone STTC employee retirement plan along with the annual comprehensive annual financial report. In that situation, not only you see the primary government as on the front end, but you also see the set of the San Diego Transit Corporation, the retirement plan, the statement of net position, which is the balance sheet as of June 30, 2021. And then also the statement of change in fiduciary net position for that fund in a separate statement. So therefore, this year we are opining on not only the primary government, but also the SDTC employee retirement plan on the same document. Instead of you also see it in a separate statement on the SDTC retirement plan, but this year we are bringing it into the annual comprehensive financial report. Next slide. GASB statement number 90 is talking about majority equity interest as long as there are certain investment, either joint venture or a components unit. So basically, it's an amendment on looking at the financial reporting entity under statement number 14 and 61. So therefore, we look at the any separate legal entity, whether it is a investment, we basically need to determine whether they are a true components unit versus an investment, so that the accounting for those two are very, very different. But after you evaluate the investment and all the components unit that MTS has, there's no effect on this one for the current fiscal year. The next ticket item, even though it's not applying for this fiscal year, is it's dealing with the next fiscal year, is the big lease accounting. Basically, the old way of categorize the lease accounting between capital lease versus operating lease is no longer exist after next year. It basically changed it to a long-term financing or short-term financing. So therefore, there are certain recognition on your financial statement, including the lease asset and also the lease liability, depending on the terms of the lease. You'll book it on the face of financial statements. So therefore, we highly recommend MTS actually going through the inventory process, evaluating a software options for the implementation for tracking purposes. So that will be, this statement is actually applicable for next fiscal year. So that's conclude my presentation on the new GASB pronouncement today. And we are more than happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Before we go to audit committee member questions, let me ask if there's any requests to speak on this item.
There are none, Chair.
Okay. Let me ask members of the audit committee if you have any questions or comments. Again, just a update on the interim audit. All right, not seeing any, I'll make a motion to receive the report. Is there a second? All right, we have a motion by myself, a second by Mr. Sankey. Seeing no questions, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, that motion carries. We're gonna return to the approval of the minutes for November 5th, 2020 audit committee meeting. I'll make a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
She beat you this time. We have a motion by myself, second by Mayor Salas. Any comments or questions? All right, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All right. We have no communications. Our next meeting date is to be determined. And so with that, the audit committee will stand adjourned.